Blackstone Audio presents The Crimson Hills, a Western story by L.P. Holmes. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Chapter 1. The yellow glow of the hanging lamp threw hard highlights across Luke Lillivelt's bony head and shoulders, emphasizing the beaked predatoriness of his nose and chin, while leaving his narrow gash of a mouth and his small, cold eyes in shadow. Restless under the solid impact of Dave Wall's settled hatred, Lillivelt stirred and jabbed a finger at the crudely drawn map spread on the table before him, while his words seeped out, thin and nasal, between lips repressed to a miserly economy of movement.
"Sure you got all this clear? I want that stretch between the monuments and stinking water opened up once and for all. I'm tired of having to drive 20 miles out of my way every time I move cattle in or out of my Crimson Hills holdings. I can't seem to get any action out of Burke, so I'm sending you in to take over. Here's my written authority for that move. I want action, Wall, and I want it fast."
Lillivelt tossed a folded paper across the desk, and Dave Wall pocketed it without even glancing at the contents, while he spoke with a slow, sarcastic emphasis.
"Maybe you're not paying Tom Burke enough money, Lillivelt. Or maybe he's fed up on doing your dirty work. Chances are you're not fooling Burke any more than you're fooling me. You talk of opening up the barrier range between the monuments and stinking water, but that's not what you're really after. What you've got your sights set on is Bart Sutton."